welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about music. So I have a playlist that I listen to. I made it 2025, and it's just a bunch of songs from this year that I've been into, and I'm always open for new music, so if you have any music you think I'd be interested in, you can leave it in the comments.
I do have some music that I think you'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Well, you can tell me later.
So this music, is it music that just came out this year?
No, it's just like what I'm listening to.
Just what you listened to in 2025?
Well, I've been listening to it in 2025,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I'm asking you a few questions. Which is the most frequented artist?
Let's see. Definitely Taylor Swift.
Okay, second, you
because
think?
Because I have, like, all for you album.
Okay, second, you think?
Second, probably Tate McRae. Then, or Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay. So what type of music would you say you're into these days?
I'm definitely into pop.
Okay.
We're into that really catchy country music.
Yeah, which is like pop country type.
Pop country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would probably say that. What about you?
What am I into these
days? Yeah, what are you into?
Hits one. I put on Sirius Hits one, so that I can know what you might be into also, and so I can stay a little current. I will listen to 90s and 2000s music because that's what I was listening to, and I might, and then I'll listen to new country as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But this is a lot different from when I was in 6th, 7th grade. It wasn't as much pop. When I was in 6th, 7th grade, it was more R&B, some grunge, and some rap, but it wasn't as poppy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So give me a few songs that you're really into right now.
Okay.
And why?
Right now, I'm really into Taylor Swift's new album.
And you're looking at your playlist right now. Yes. That's what it is. Okay.
I'm really into Elizabeth Taylor, Opalite. And what's it called? Yeah, those two.
Okay.
Really into those because they're really catchy. And yeah, it's a really good beat to them.
And so you're into, is it anything that you can dance to?
No, just good songs.
Okay, so you don't necessarily have to be able to dance to the song for it to be a good song?
No.
Okay. I was under the impression that that was the case for you.
No, it's just.
Because there's less of, I feel like, when I hear you listen to music, you're dancing all around. Boy, I need to get a haircut. My goodness, what a mess.
No, well, that's because
I feel like you're dancing around. It's not just lying down, listening.
No, I do that.
You do?
Yes. This is more like my camp music. Like, then I add on to it.
Okay.
Like, I could, like, sit for hours just listening to this.
Okay. Anyone?
I just don't have time for that.
Well, anyone new?
Anyone new?
Mm-hmm.
That
maybe you've just discovered more recently?
This summer, a very popular song was Lush Life by Zara Larsson.
How does that go?
Don't
play it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. I don't exactly remember how it goes.
Do I know it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You might know it.
Lush. Is that how it goes?
No. What are some other highlights?
Oh, Stargazing. It's a good one.
Oh, I do like that. Miles Smith. That's
Sixth Season.
Sixth Season.
Yeah, a lot of. I mean, I like.
Like The Giver by Chapel Road.
Mm-hmm. That's I like a lot of the songs on your list.
Yeah. Oh, and One Last Time by Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the songs on this list. When I was in 6th, 7th grade, a lot of the songs that we were listening to were songs that we would end up like slow dancing to at a bar bat mitzvah. So, there was a lot of Boys to Men happening in 6th and 7th grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that funny to think about?
Yeah, a little bit.
Dancing like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. What am I gonna say? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I have one more song that I love. Oh. Mystical Magical by Benson Boone.
That's a good one.
It's so catchy. You might have heard it. If you don't know it, you might have heard it in the new Target holiday commercial. Mystical.
Magical. Yeah, I can know that one.
Yeah, and Benson Boone definitely, like, Rose this summer,
mm-hmm.
a little bit before
you
the
summer.
You
think that was the song of the summer, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
What, do you watch music videos?
A little bit.
Where do you watch them?
YouTube.
You do? Okay. But on Spotify, do the...
On Spotify,
is the video there?
No, there's... If you click on a song,
mm-hmm.
there's... You can find a clip, like... You see at the top? On the top of your Spotify playlist, there's going to be... Next to the download button,
mm-hmm.
a little box. It'll have, like, a picture. If you click on that, it's, like, a little video that goes with the song.
Oh, okay. But and that's what, like, is that where the lyrics come up, too? In that?
No.
Oh.
The lyrics come up if you click a song, and then you go under, and then there'll be, like, you scroll a little bit, and there'll mm-hmm. be the lyrics.
Mm. So... So it's so much easier to listen to music now. When I was in 6th, 7th grade is when we got our first CDs. And my first CD was Woodstock 94. It was the double CD.
Okay.
Actually, before that, it was Regulators. Josh Sharper gave me the single of Regulators, but I didn't even have a Discman to play it in yet. And then I remember getting Blues Traveler 4. You've heard Run Around before.
Yeah.
And with the harmonica.
Uh-huh.
And, but to open up a CD, it was so difficult.
How so?
Oh my God. It was this really thin plastic on the CD and it sounded horrendous.
So why was it so hard if it was thin?
It was just hard to find the, there was one opening at the top. Oh. And then, yeah, and then the case itself was then, it was then sealed with this long sticker where it said, pull tab here. And you, that tab never just pulled cleanly off. So you would pull and then it would fall and then you'd have to, like, use your finger. And it was such a pain in the neck to get that, to get that open. Yeah, of course it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was nice just to go to record stores and look at music and hear music and see what other people were getting. And now you just look on a playlist. And
now you pay for a subscription and you just get
All the music
you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It is different.
But can you find, on Spotify?
Yes.
You could also listen to the podcast on Spotify.
Yes,
just search
you can.
The follow-up podcast or search Eden and Noah. So can you see what your friends are listening to and find out, like, oh, this is my friend's playlist. Let me see if she has any new music that I might like.
That's a little, I don't know if my friends have, okay, so. I don't know if my friends have Spotify accounts.
Okay.
But let's say my friend, I don't know, whatever her
name. Let's call her
Charlie
Rose.
Thorne. That's the first book I saw.
Okay.
Made up person, yep. Storybook character. Let's say Charlie Thorne is an account. And let's say her account is under her name, Charlie Thorne. Then I would look up her account and maybe I would find her.
Mm.
But mine isn't my name, so most people wouldn't find me.
Got it, yes.
I also have a private account.
Okay.
But if your account isn't private, then other people can see.
Can we see what... Can I take a look at some of the songs I put on a playlist for you a few years ago?
Sure. I'll find it for you.
This was just a mix playlist, right? It's called Surprise?
Yeah.
What did I put on here? Let's see. Okay, so... Yep. Little Dave Matthews. The first three songs were... Ants Marching, 1 Week, and Accidentally in Love. Dave Matthews, Bare Naked Ladies, Counting Crows. Sounds about right. Then Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, good. Katy Perry, Old Town Road, yeah. Don't Start Now, Adore You, Bad Habits, Heat Waves, some Maroon 5. This is a good playlist.
It is a good playlist.
There's Walking in Memphis. Oh, Blues Traveler, Outkast, Paul Simon, Beatles, Panic at the Disco. This is a great playlist.
Yeah.
Heaven.
I can share it with you if you want.
Indigo Girls. Yeah. Walk the Moon. This is a really good playlist.
Yeah, it is a very good playlist.
Hmm. Nice.
I do listen to it.
Yeah, I like that playlist.
Yeah.
And so when you were at Sabrina Carpenter, you saw Olivia Dean opened up?
Yes,
Olivia Dean. Did you know much about Olivia Dean
actually,
first?
I didn't know too much about her, but I did know some of her songs. And I was actually just listening to one of the songs. Man I Need by Olivia Dean is a very good song.
What kind of man does she need?
I don't know. But that she's not like... She's pop, but she's not pop like Sabrina Carpenter pop.
Okay.
Where Taylor Swift, like, very upbeat.
A little more toned down?
Yeah.
Anything else in pop culture? The 6-7 thing is still going on, which I laugh at, but I don't mind it because I just think it's silly and harmless.
Yeah.
And as I told you earlier, that I'm seeing all these sporting events where they have kids at the games, and when a team gets to 67 or when someone's at the free throw line with a chance to get to 66, 67, people go crazy. And yeah, I roll my eyes. It's like silly, but it doesn't harm anybody.
Right.
Yeah, right. It doesn't harm anybody is what it is.
Yeah.
Fine. Anything else in pop culture I should know about that you don't think I do know? Or any other slang that kids in school are using?
It's more 6-7 right now.
Okay. Is it still a big thing in class?
No, because we got yelled at by our teachers so many times.
Well, that's good. I mean, because you can't be disruptive with it.
No, but it's also, I think our teachers are, really, in math.
No more likes.
I think our teachers are purposely avoiding it, that it doesn't happen.
So. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, it doesn't come up much.
Good. That's cool. Yeah. All right.
Book.
What do you have today?
Okay. This is a classic, and I love this book. Matilda is great. It's about a girl who is extremely smart, but her parents and her family doesn't see that. And it's about her journey.
Her journey to what?
To, through school and, through, I think it's a year maybe.
Finding the people that understand her?
Yeah. I would go like that. Mm-hmm. And it's by Roald Dahl. And what does it say? It says age 7 up. I would agree with that.
Okay.
I think I read it then.
It's a good one.
It's a great book.
Yeah, you can always read that one. On the back it says, make sure everything you do is so completely crazy, it's unbelievable. Didn't think about it that way. Have you read BFG?
Yes.
Did you like it? James and Giant Peach, you definitely read.
Love that book.
Yeah, Charlie and Chocolate Factory, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All those books are great.
Except BFG. That used to be
BFG Uncle... BFG is fine.
That was Uncle Max's favorite, BFG.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Suggestions for music, just leave them in the
comments. And rate, review on Spotify.
Apple Podcasts,
YouTube.
I love you very much.
Love you.